بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، بس آنکھیں آپ کی نکالی، حرائق سے ایک شور حل ہو ہوا، حضرت منصور اور حضرت رحمت علی کہ تو لے کٹ آف ہز ہینڈس، کٹ آف ہز فیٹ، اینڈ ناؤ اینڈ دے ور اسٹونی ایز ویل اینڈ دے ور ناؤ کنٹمپلیٹنگ ٹو ریموو ہز آئیز ناؤ اور along while they were mutilating his body, torturing him in this manner. He was smiling, laughing, and while the blood was flowing, and he was reciting poetry of love for Allah Ta'ala. He was not feeling the slightest pain. That in itself, it indicates that there is something very mysterious in his utterance of an al-haq, and he was continuing while this torture was being inflicted on him. He was continuously proclaiming, "An al-haq, an al-haq, I am Allah, I am Allah." He was continuously. So they removed now his eye. When they removed his eyes now, hue and cry went up. I mean, 100,000 people had assembled to witness his execution. Goya qiyamat barpa ho gayi. It was as if it was now qiyamat now taking place. Baz rote the, baz patar marte the. Some were crying, wailing, others were stoning. Jab shah ke aapki zaban kaati, aapne muh aasman ki taraf karke farmaya. Then he was continuing, while his eyes were also removed, he was continuing with his slogan of an al-haq. And then they decided to cut off out his tongue. And when they were about to cut off his tongue, aapne muh aasman ki taraf karke farmaya, ilahi itni takleef hai jo waaste tere mere prachar kar rahe hain, tu inko bhi benaseeb mat kijo aur is daulat se unko mahroom mat farmaiyo. And just before they cut off his tongue, he looked upwards towards the heaven, asman towards the heaven, and made dua, he said, "Oh Allah, for all these hardships which are being inflicted on me for your sake, oh Allah, don't make these people unfortunate. Give them the full reward. Give them the full reward and grant them also this wealth which you have granted me." I mean, the wealth of Allah's love and understanding the reality. This engrossment and absorption in Allah Ta'ala's love was such that all these hardships, difficulties, it paled into insignificance, was of no consequence. Alhamdulillah, ke agar haath pair mere kaate hain, to teri raah mein kaate hain. He said, "Alhamdulillah, if my hands and your feet are cut off, it's in your path, Allah. Or agar سر میرا تن سے جدا کریں گے پر سردار چلے جلا کے مشاہدہ میں کریں گے. اینڈ اف دے کٹ مائی ہیڈ آف مائی نیک آلسو آف اٹ ول بی آئی ول بی ریسیونگ یو اللہ تعالیٰ اٹ از آل فور یور سیک. بس آپ کے ناک اور کان چوری سے جدا کیے دین دے کٹ آف وتھ اے نائف ہز ایئرز and his nose. Log patthar marte hi the, and the people were continuing to stone. Aakhri kalam aapka ye tha, hubbul wahid afradul wahid, hubbul wahid afradul wahid. And then the last words of his were these, that the love of one for the love of the one that the one of love for Allah Ta'ala, it makes the person, the one, a unique also. In other words, this what is taking place is unique. It is because of that love of Allah Ta'ala that everything is so unique. And then he recited this ayat, yastajilu biha alladhina la yu'minuna biha. He said, those people who have doubt, those people who do not believe in the Akhir, in Qiyamah, they would always tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when, let go, why didn't that Qiyamah happen now? Let it come, they would make haste. They don't believe in it. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مُشْفِقُونَ مِنْهَا. And those who have fear, those who have iman, they fear Qiyamah. يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ الْحَقُّ, and they know that it is the haq. Whatever his meaning was and reason for it, that is not known, but this was the last ayat, which is, Ye akhir kalam aap ka tam, bas aap ki zaban ka waqt maghrib ka tam, ke khalifa ka hukum pahuncha, ke sar ko tan se chuda kar dalo. This was the time of maghrib, was his last statement that was. Not the last besides an-al-haq. Even after he cut his tongue off, his body continued with an-al-haq. And it was time of Maghrib, the order came from the Khalifa to execute him, to cut off his head. Sir, katne ke waqt aap hans diye, aur jaan behak huye. When they cut off his head, he was laughing. He was laughing and then his ruh departed. But the sound continued from his body, and al-haq. Log idhar shor hul hi macha, and there was huge cry and noise amongst in the crowd. Idhar aapne qaza ka raza maidan mein chala diya, alhamdulillah, aapke har ek juz aur har ek uzu se anil haq ki awaz aati thi. So he has died now, but from every part of his body, every limb, it's cut off also, this word, this statement, anil haq, it was being proclaimed. Phir aapke har ek uzv ko tukre tukre kar diya. He was dismembered completely. Every portion of his body was cut in the attempt to get this sound to stop. Fakat gardan aur pushta baaki tha. Aur isi tarah pusht kawa gardan se awaaz anil haq ki aati thi. Only his neck and his back was still intact, but the way there, anil haq was still coming from them. Dusri roz logon ne kaha, ye fitna usse zyada paida hoga jo alam hayat mein tha. Next day he was continuing, you know, from the body. The people say, it's a greater fitna. A greater fitna this than what he was when he was alive. Bas aapke tamam aza ko jalakar raak kar diya. Then it was best, you must burn the entire body. You ashes, then it will stop. وہی آواز ان الحق کی تھی آنکھی آتی تھی اسی طرح وقت قتل جو قطرہ قطرہ خون کا زمین پر گرتا ان الحق کا نقش ہوتا تھا. And despite them burning his entire body from the ash, at least every drop of blood that was falling from his body, in addition to the sound voice, the blood was forming, writing, Anil Haq, Anil Haq. Jis tarah wo durvesh ke sar uska kaata tha, aur uske har qatra khoon se Allah, Allah ka naqsh ban jata tha. Another example is giving, he said, just like Jed Durvesh, some other Buzruk, who was also killed, his neck was cut off, and every drop of, as the blood fell, it was forming, writing the word Allah, Allah. So he said, in the same way here, his blood was writing an al-haq. Or uske har tarah se khoon se Allah, Allah ka naqsh ban jata tha, bas tamam log hairan reh gaye, aakhirkar majboor hokar aapke khaakstar ko le jaakar dajla mein dala. Then the ash, as they burnt his body out, but it did not stop. It's analog. So they decided they must throw it into the river Euphrates. The river Euphrates. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi. Someone asked Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi, was the Imam of the Awliya. He had signed the verdict for the execution of Hazrat Mansur al-Halaj, rahmatullahi alayhi. Although all the ulama there, the ulama of the court, the ulama of the palace had signed, but the Khalifa said, no, if Junaid signs, then it will be best at him. It was not an easy task for him to execute such a person of this caliber. So when they brought the Qazi's ruling to him, as was mentioned earlier, as the Junaid Baghdadi, he removed his garments which the Sufis used to wear, and then he put on the cloak of the Qazi, and then he signed it. After some time, someone asked Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, Hazrat, why when the blood of Mansur al-Haq fell onto the ground, it was forming the writing an al-Haq. But when the blood of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, who was a Sahabi and the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was flowing when they beheaded him and killed him, his blood did not write anything. What is the difference? So as Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi responded, he said that Mansur, he was accused falsely. He was accused of claiming to be Allah Ta'ala, and there had to be a way of proclaiming his innocence. So Allah Ta'ala chose in this manner that his innocence was established in this manner, that his blood also wrote in. Whereas as far as Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was concerned, he was not accused of anything. He was not accused of zindaka, of being a zindik or anything. So there was no need for to proclaim his innocence. He was martyred, he gained shahadat, as all the other sahaba, none of their blood wrote the name of Allah Ta'ala. So because of this special reason, he said. So Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, he was well aware, despite that he signed that fatwa. This is a mystery. Hazrat Mawlana Asad ibn Thani rahmatullahi had commented and said, if I was there at that time, I would have found a valid interpretation for Mansur's statement, and I would have proclaimed him not guilty. That's Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi said. Yet Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi was, I think, a very great person. So Imam, except the Imam of the Awliya, there's no difference of opinion on his lofty status. But as he did, it's a very long, lengthy academic discussion, and it is not in everyone's understanding. So we only have to note that it was now the order of the Sharia. Person, when he commits kufr and he does not retract from his kufr and re-enter the fold of the deen, then he has to be executed. And this is that Mansur himself, he was aware of it. For that reason, when Hazrat Junaid Ramtai, long before he had signed that fatwa, when he was in his company, when Hazrat Junaid rahmatullahi told him that one day you will die with your blood, that place where they are going to execute you. And immediately Mansur said, Hazrat, and you will one day remove the garb of the awliya and you will don the garb of the layman. So, you know, this was predicted. They understood it, both understood it. In other words, this was Allah Ta'ala's decree and his hukum, and there's a lot of mystery underlying it, which most people do not understand. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ